This episode of The Instance is brought to you by Audible.com. Go to audiblepodcast.com/wow and get a free audiobook on us. That's audiblepodcast.com/wow. And by Doghouse Systems at doghousesystems.com. How about a free solid-state drive? You can get that now by using the code FROGPANTS when you check out at doghousesystems.com. 3, 2, brr.
You're listening to The Instance.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to The Instance, episode 427. My name is Scott Johnson. Today is Friday, October 9th, 2015. Joining me as always, actually, it's a full house today. We got Patrick. Hello, Patrick.
Woohoo! Full house! This is amazing! It's going to be an incredible show. I'm so happy I'm here today, and I'm not sure why I'm talking like this.
I don't either, man. You're just
sound sincere. You sound like you're not happy to be here.
Yeah, you're not happy to be
here? That's the worry.
Well, to be fair, you two are here as well, Terpster and Gregory,
kind of
William Dills.
Yeah.
Usually, I have the entire show to myself. I can, you know, sound like I'm not too much of an idiot. But when you're here, you point out when I'm an idiot. So it's really frustrating for me.
Can I just tell you how much of an idiot that statement just made you sound like?
See?
See, it happened again. Gregory William Dills.
Every time.
Oh, yeah. That's me.
I like
okay,
that form.
First of all, Gregory William Dills. Come on, man. Just say Dills.
Dude, you have like 3 names.
Only his
you have 3 names.
Only just, his just, listen. You know. Only his grandmother with dyslexia calls him Gregory William Dills.
Well, there's one other guy too. There's like a delivery guy who thinks like we're buddies who shows up at my work almost every single day.
Oh, I love those
to
guys.
Deliver things. And he's like, "What's up, Greg?" And yeah. I'm like, "Okay, first of all, you're gonna shorten someone's last name. Second of all, like, it's Willie. Come on,
come on."
Well, we've gotten to the point now where I can't correct him anymore. It's too late.
Yeah, that's what it is with those delivery dudes. You can't trust them, and they all do think. I just want to point this out. They all think they're your best buddy.
Oh yeah.
Well, we are
best buddies, but he just doesn't know my name.
Yeah. So. Tell him to bring me an
iPhone. Yeah, the thing is, if you don't agree that you're best buddies with them, you might not get your deliveries next time.
Very
so
true.
You don't dare disagree with them when they're showcasing their best buddies.
Call me what you want, man. Just keep bringing those sweet, sweet
Give me my Prime.
Terpster, you'll like this. I was talking to my brother-in-law a couple days ago, and he's a fan of The Instance, has listened for years. Okay. And he says, yeah, I don't listen to it as much. Like, I'll check it if Terpster's on, but if he's not on there, I kind of will skip that one, he tells me.
What?
Yeah, I know.
Well, to be honest, I don't enjoy the shows where Terpster is not on all that much.
I'll
so
be honest. I skip the ones Terpster's not on.
I skip the ones I'm not on as well.
Right.
So,
yeah. Okay, well, wait, so that's in addition to all the others that you skip, which is all of them, right? Because you don't.
Oh, I listen to all of them, Scott. I love the show. Uh-huh. And last week, You and Patrick, you were saying about the
that one thing. Oh wait!
Oh my God!
Oh wait! And Scott was sick. And we didn't have a show.
Like,
oh
yeah. My God, Patrick, you can't say that. And Patrick said it. Oh man, it was good.
It was.
Yeah, that was great.
Never forget.
But
never forget.
I do love them all, Scott. It's like having a favorite child. You know, of course you have one, but you don't talk about it.
Right.
So
not
yeah.
Mixed
let's move
company.
On.
Yeah, sure. So,
well, Terpster, you did the right thing. You just have one child, right? So,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. And so it's awkward when she asks who my favorite is.
You're like, I can't say. I can't. That
exactly.
Wouldn't be fair.
Yeah.
Oh,
not
well,
gonna say.
The thing is, if you count Terpster himself, they do have 2 kids in the family. So that's enough.
Oh, that's true. Think of that.
Very true.
To your
baby Terpster doesn't know which is the bottle and which is the mic. It's crazy. It's like.
Yeah, you're eating for 3.
Brilliant.
What's going on with that? Well, welcome back, everybody. As it turns out, a month away from BlizzCon means, like it does every year, when there is a BlizzCon, there's very little in the way of brand new spanking news or exciting happenings in and around World of Warcraft and other games. But we're here anyway, and we've decided to do a couple of quick things at the top. And then it's all you guys. It's phone calls and emails, stuff we haven't answered for a long time, things that have been building up. Chance for us to see what's on your mind out there. All right, so that's what we're going to do. But before we do any of that, how about this? We have a BlizzCon schedule. We still don't know who the band is. Why don't we know who the band is yet? Does anyone have a theory on that?
Is there going to be one?
Why?
What does it say in the schedule?
Be one,
it says
closing ceremony, which Yeah, it says closing ceremony.
No, I've heard rumors.
2.5 hours.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, it would be surprising if there was nothing.
What rumors have you heard?
But
I heard some rumors about like kind of a rap metal type of thing.
Mm.
Oh, I'm out. That to me just says, oh, great, cool. Well, yeah. I'll see you next BlizzCon, everyone.
See you later.
Because it finished a bit earlier this year.
Yeah.
Here we are.
Yeah.
You'd be playing.
I'm back at the bar sooner than ever.
Playing
I'm
Overwatch.
Annoyed. Like, they should do they should close down the street and have a big party thing again, like they did
that
for the 10
awesome,
years.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like that. They should
that
do that every fun. Time. Yeah. Because they made money on that. Mm-hmm. It wasn't even like that cost them money. You know, they were selling so much stuff out there.
Yeah.
They made a load of money. They should just keep doing it because it was so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of made like the party never ends.
Yeah.
So I love that.
Yeah.
But I still think it needs to be Rush. Until it's Rush, Mike Morhaime's failed.
I think Morhaime is waiting till the I think he's waiting till the last possible BlizzCon to do Rush because it is the ultimate cap off.
They are getting quite old. I would like to say that it's not going to be up to BlizzCon. It's going to be up to Rush.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. It's always up to Rush. It's always up to Rush in the end. So we know a lot about the schedule, though, and I'm gonna just be as honest as I can here. None of this is jumping out at me as super exciting. Now they could slip in some things. All right, I know that an opening ceremony could mean a lot of things. Who knows what that means? But it's pretty
well,
pedestrian looking.
This is like the main. This is not like all of the stuff. This is just some of the main
stuff. Well, if there was, so basically the things that we would like to see are an announcement for, either a Diablo 3 expansion or a new game,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
These are the things that would excite us.
Yeah.
The opening ceremony is an hour long. They could announce something, but the problem is there is nothing afterwards, because if they did announce something big, like a big expansion or a game,
then immediately you follow with it. Yeah,
exactly. And in the second spot, there's Legion.
Yeah, Legion.
But I think they'll show us the cinematic, which would be pretty cool.
Legion
I think
cinematic.
We'll get to the actual Legion cinematic,
mm-hmm.
and then that'll go into, seeing. And it's always cool because they've got the best sound system in the world and the biggest lights and projectors.
Mm-hmm.
To see the cinematic on that screen and venue there will be amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But it is going to be a shame that we don't get D3 3.
Yeah.
Or
more importantly, like there's nothing on here about the movie. And I think they're going to take that.
There is.
Where?
Yeah, no, on the... Where is it? It's on the second day.
I don't see Jack for the movie. I see a
bunch
of World of Warcraft.
There's
nothing
specifically
for the movie.
Oh no, you're right. Oh no, you're right. Sorry,
it's not on
this
schedule. But I've heard that
the trailer's definitely going to be shown.
Oh, and that's my point. I think that whole first opening ceremonies is all cinematic trailer for Legion and movie trailer for the movie and a bunch of movie talk.
It depends though, because last year they had the secret cinema, didn't they? Because the idea was is they couldn't show the stuff on the main stage because it's broadcast and filmed. So instead they showed it in the Atmos Theater up on the top. And that was cool.
Yeah.
And really, really cool.
Sure.
But, I mean, we saw the leak of the trailer way back when.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not really that excited about it. It won't look like a terrible hand cam version.
Yeah,
but,
it was pretty bad.
It'd be cool to see. But I'm sure it would just be looping on a theater upstairs.
Yeah,
but we're not going to see that. We're going to see something different, right?
I think
they're going to show the exact same thing?
I think they're going to show...
that's still not been released officially, has it?
Yeah, they're going to show that trailer. They've invested in that. That's the thing they're going to show.
All right.
And I think that's why they were... I don't know that they were... Well, maybe they were pissed, but certainly Legendary was pissed. And this is also... You got to remember, this is such a Legendary gig here. It's not so much about Blizzard. It is about Blizzard, obviously, but Legendary's calling a lot of these shots, and what they decide to show or bring or whatever is on them. And so I think that's why
the marketing and all that's handled by them, not Blizzard. So, if you consider that is a marketing thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's tricky because, sure, I mean, like, I'm looking... I think it's good, though, as well, because the StarCraft II Grand Finals are on, and that's in the arena, and that stage is just like nothing else. So if you're there, go and see it, because that's incredible. Just the viewer experience of that is incredible. But I think I'm going to be in Hall C watching the Hearthstone Finals the whole time. That's just so much fun.
That's where I'm going to be this weekend, too. I'm watching the NA Finals in San Francisco, at the Foundry.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah, oh, nice,
fantastic.
Dude. That'd be great.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's got to be the fun.
Yeah. Yes, Patrick.
The only announcement that we're potentially going to have and very likely going to have for new expansion type thing is probably going to be Hearthstone. Mm-hmm. It's likely that we're going to see the next adventure or expansion. But for Heroes, maybe there are going to be, you know, maybe a new, like what they did with the Diablo-themed updates. Mm-hmm. The future of StarCraft 2, I wonder, I mean... They're not going to do
that's
anything
legacy,
beyond Legacy of the Void, right? Because
because it comes out.
So that's going to be it. Heroes, not much more. WoW, obviously, it's Legion. Diablo, it doesn't look like they're going to announce an expansion here, given the panel. Now, maybe they're going to switch things around and transform the WoW panel into Diablo Expansion 3 panel. But it doesn't seem likely because they have to push WoW and they wouldn't have another spot for the main stage for WoW after that. The only really new thing, hopefully we're gonna have the launch of the beta for Overwatch, but beyond that it's Hearthstone.
Yeah, pretty much. And
Hearthstone's the what next?
Not a lot of announcements.
3:30 on the first day.
Right.
So that'd be cool. And it's probably going to be an adventure just because of the pace, but maybe they'll mix it up.
Yeah. No, I think adventure. A lot of people.
What do you reckon? Ice Crown or Old World?
I think
Ice Crown would be cool, but it depends. I think they might save that if they were going to do a Death Knight hero.
Well, yeah, maybe there is going to be a hero and the co-op thing that we heard about a while back.
I don't think we're going to see any hero for a long time. Yeah. They've said straight up in interviews, like, we aren't even planning on that right now.
Which sucks
because we all want, like, you know, we all want our Death Knights, but
yeah,
it seems co-op now with adventure Tavern could rule, be could be something
it.
Fun.
Yeah, yeah. It just seems like you're missing an opportunity if your adventure is Ice Crown or your expansion has some theme.
That is true. So I mean,
but then we might get
that's the case
as a card,
right?
Or again, like as a Tavern Brawl, maybe they'll give us a week where we can play as Arthas. And we'll have hero power.
But if that is the case and they feel like we don't want to do Ice Crown until we release a Death Knight, then yeah, I think like Old Duar would make a lot of sense considering we just had TGT. So
yeah.
And there's a lot of stuff in there. There's a ton of stuff in there that's very useful. Like it's all those bosses. There's a lot of characters around it that aren't even bosses.
A lot of mechs.
Oh, and mechs would be great, yeah.
Yeah, that'd be all right.
You have mechs, there's new giants, there's all sorts of cool stuff.
This is just such a sad little entry for 1630 to 1730 on the first day. Diablo 3, Dev Talk.
No, but that's good, though. I mean, but the thing is, it's up against another new release, and it's
but
not
Scott,
on the main stage.
Yeah.
So it's
not
on the
like
panel
the,
stage.
The huge schedule, right? This is just... Here's the first thing.
No, here's
like,
the.
There's gonna be more stuff.
It's the rough sketch.
Well,
I understand.
I don't think there is though. This is as busy as it normally is.
This is the main schedule.
Diablo 3 thing on the entire schedule.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Last year they had two.
The Dev Talk. That's it.
Last year they had two.
There's no space. Where else would it go?
Yeah.
All right.
And they might have the artist stage.
Yeah.
There's a community thing, I think. There was one last year.
Yeah, there's voice actors, artists, stage.
Yeah.
You get them both. They've got the World of Warcraft cinematics, The Road to Legion, on opposite the hero design.
Yeah.
At 2. And so that kind of confirms that the cinematic's going to be shown because they often then do a panel on, you know, how do we make this amazing cinematic?
Yeah.
Let's spend an hour and tell you. Mm. The future of StarCraft 2 versus up against Legion at the top. You wouldn't put any big StarCraft news on Hall A. Like the main stage is where you would talk about a new game or an expansion, and there's just nothing in there except Hearthstone and Overwatch for something open. And Heroes, they just talk about whatever hero they announce, and so it'd probably be another StarCraft one. They seem to be going through the StarCraft ones in conjunction.
Or maybe an Overwatch one.
Could be. Yeah.
It could be good to have the first Overwatch one in there, like a tracer blinking around.
Yeah, I could see that. This probably comes to no surprise, but I'm probably for this BlizzCon most excited about all the Heroes panels and the finals and all the playoff stuff. I'm super jazzed about all of it. And I'm happy to see that there are various things I can attend over those 2 days for Heroes. I just am so sad to see Diablo getting left out in the cold there. I don't know. I guess I was hoping. I feel like I'm getting the opposite of my prediction. My prediction was some big Diablo news, and
they're going to save
it
for the Germans,
it's
Scott.
A bit disappointing.
Save it for the damn Germans again. Gosh, dang
Gamescom
it.
Gamescom
2016.
Next year, Diablo 4.
All right, fine. I'll take whatever I can get.
Diablo 3. the Electric Boogaloo expansion.
It doesn't rhyme, though.
When you look at the WoW and Heroes in Hall B, WoW has such a minimal esports presence, I guess, because it's not an esport game that kind of awkwardly is trying
to... Yeah, it's always been... I mean, at the height of WoW, there was a little bit of arena and definitely some raiding happening that was esports-ish or, you know, at least featured at BlizzCon. But it's never taken off as an esports game, mainly because it's very difficult to watch. The watchability of WoW, even in arena, is not optimal. If you,
it's great when you play and you understand what's going on, but it's really hard to tell exactly what's happening. Like there's things in arena play that are just so subtle that no one's going to pick up on, like fake casting and things like that. Like no one picks up on that, but that's actually one of the like greatest, like someone fake casted and got an interrupt out of the other guy is a huge turnaround in an arena game. No one sees it. Right. So,
I really like the look on the Saturday. The arena has Legacy of the Void launch celebration, like first thing in the morning. Mm. Well, I say like 11 a.m.
Yeah.
It's like the first thing happening in there. So I kind of wonder what they'll do as a celebration for Legacy. Legacy doesn't, like, I haven't really seen it on any sort of, you know, top 50 games coming out in Q4 lists and things like that. Like, I don't know if it's just the circles I travel in, but it just doesn't seem like there's a huge amount of love and excitement for StarCraft 2.
Mm. Yeah, it's weird.
Well, it's definitely less exciting than it was when it first came out. And you know, we've discussed a lot the fact that RTSs have been losing ground to MOBAs in particular. But for that specifically, I can tell you that when you launch a game, you want to have some kind of launch celebration, especially at Blizzard. And I'm guessing since it's so close to BlizzCon, the release of Legacy of the Void, which, by the way, I like to call Love. So the release of Love, they decided, let's do something at BlizzCon and not have to organize an extra thing like 3 days after. So it's just, I'm sure they put something together and it's for people who want to go, but it's not.
Do you think I'll get some sort of trinkety knickknack if I go along? Because I kind of want to go along if I'm going to have, like, some Vespian gas in a can or a pylon.
That would be amazing. Like a little resin pylon. That'd be great.
A little fart in a can.
Yeah. Mm.
Need more Vespian gas.
Require more fart in a can.
Yeah.
So,
but I don't know. I think that could be fun to go along to. Otherwise, there's like Sounds from the Void. You know, Heroes of the Storm, State of the Game, like Epic Cosplay anew, and then a Machinima panel. So there's actually having like community type panels on Hall A, which I don't think they've really done before.
No.
Like cosplay, you have the cosplay contest, but now there's a Epic Cosplay anew. So like, you know, hey, you want to know how to make some armor? You know, stuff like, okay, cool. I don't know. It seems like a little bit filler. Not too much killer, really.
Yeah, a little bit this year.
I don't know. But I remember, what was it? 2009, 2011? Which was the year where we had no announcements?
2012. Oh, no, 2010 was the one with the geek is, yeah.
Yeah. And it was a bit flat.
Yeah.
But it was still, you know, it was okay.
Yeah.
But it didn't feel as exciting as like last year when we had Overwatch.
Yeah, that's why I was convinced. Yeah, I was convinced they were going to skip this year because the 2012 thing hit again to me where it was like, uh-oh, there's not enough to do. They're probably going to skip it and launch a bunch of games instead. And I was surprised that they did that. And I honestly wonder sometimes, and I'm excited to go. Don't get me wrong. This isn't me poo-pooing BlizzCon. I'm just saying they have these cycles and they really, it's the movie. That's really it this year, and I think that's what's driving it.
Well, and the esports.
Well, that stuff's
huge.
At
this point, I think like the esports can drive a BlizzCon almost all by itself.
Yeah, easy.
And that I think is great. Yeah. Like if it gets to that point where, hey, we got nothing else to do, but you guys just want to watch some awesome Blizzard games being played by really, really good players, like, let's go.
I agree. I think
and it's also...
I'd be less likely... maybe this isn't true, because I really am into the hero scene right now, but I feel like if that was true, like if I knew ahead of time it was going to be all esports all day, all 2 days, I'd probably save a little money and do the direct ticket
just
thing.
Just watch it on, Well, but being there is also
exactly. Awesome. Being there is amazing. And in all fairness, the DirecTV ticket's great and it's retrospective as well. So for me, I don't really care too much about being in front of like Metz and telling me about a new cool new feature. versus experiencing the excitement of the unknown of someone winning a game and, you know, the tournaments. So I'd rather go back to my hotel room later and, you know, catch up on panels, or when I'm back in the UK, on the website. It's really easy to do. And while I'm there, live the moments that are meant to be lived. So
Like when Firebat won last year, like that was chills in my body moment. Like when, you know, cause it's like kid just winning $100,000 and no one knew who he was really. Well, people knew who he was, but you know, he wasn't on a team at that point. He was like right into Archon. And
it was pretty awesome.
That was pretty good.
Pretty good.
I don't know what I'm going to do though. Cause Heroes is like happening like right as Hearthstone's happening, then StarCraft is like right after. It's going to be, I don't know.
Esports bonanza, dude.
I don't know what I'm going to do.
Yeah. It's going to be crazy.
So can you guys put a webcam in the guild hole so I can enjoy it? Because I'm not going to be there.
Yes.
And
we'll make sure.
Our Periscope's hit. Yeah. I'll pay.
Excellent.
You know, we'll the Periscope is everything.
Terpster will pay exorbitant international Periscoping fees to make it happen.
Oh, I also just want to say that... Even without anything to announce, you have to remember that BlizzCon is a pretty special time for the company and for the developers and the, you know, the people working there in general. It's obviously it's a huge amount of work, and I don't think they would do it just because it's fun for the people who work there. But it's also a moment when you actually, for the devs and, you know, the artists and the community guys and the everyone who works there, it's an occasion to actually go in and meet the players and immerse yourself in that incredible feeling. So I think that might play a role into it as well. I'm sure they are, even though, again, it's a huge amount of work because Blizzard does in an enormous part of it in Well, I mean, it is part of the jobs, but it's Blizzard is a game developer and they do a huge amount of things in-house, but including doing a lot of the organization of the events. And, you know, a game developer is not necessarily a company that organizes events, especially events of the size and scope of BlizzCon. You know, it's not just a couple thousand people showing up at a place and eating sandwiches.
But it is a big convention that makes a lot of money as well.
Of course,
as a line on a P&L, you wouldn't want to be... by stripping that out 1 year just because we didn't think it could be as good as it could when it's an event that sells out in seconds.
Of course.
You know, I don't see a reason why they won't ever do one.
Because it's a huge amount of work. I mean, they did not do one in, what was it, 2012?
2012 and 2000.
Yeah, but I think that wasn't there. There was air conditioning conference going on the time that there should have been. So either they didn't get a hold on the day.
They can delay it. No. The reason
Aircon conference.
Was there really one?
Yeah.
I absolutely love that happened. That's a thing. No,
that was BlizzCon weekend. It was. But anyway, Patrick thinks it wasn't just because he works at the company.
It happens sometimes in August, sometimes in November, sometimes it moves around. And the reason they didn't do it that year was
I love the idea that there's a bidding war between Blizzard and some air conditioning.
Well, that's the problem is that they're Blizzard air conditioning, and so the other, you know, the booking guy, he messed up. You know, he doesn't work there anymore. But you know, that's the thing is that he was told whatever it is, Blizzard gets priority.
That's amazing.
And so he told this games company to go jog on because the aircon conference had it that.
Go to for the Hall H has the Freon panel today. Find out how you can have a cooler room in seconds flat. Amazing.
Ceiling fans.
Something I noticed here, Patrick, is it starts an hour earlier, or sorry, an hour later than it has like in years past. Day one, second day is same time, but day one is an hour after when they usually start at 10 a.m. local time in Anaheim.
Do they?
Starting at 11.
No, they open doors at 10, but opening ceremony has always been at 11.
Has it been?
Yeah.
Oh.
I think so. And that's the thing is that last year I ran straight to the opening ceremony, got a front row seat, it was amazing, and I went out because I needed to take a whiz, and then when I tried to come back in, they were like, no, can't let you back in, fire codes, you know, there's too many people in there. And basically, the main stage, the main hall, doesn't fit everyone in it. And if everyone tries to go in it, they're not allowed because of health and safety.
Yeah.
I was lucky in that then basically everyone around me just rushed it. I was like, well, screw it then. I'm gonna run with the mob because apparently you guys can't stop us. And then I went back to my seat because I was like, oh, I got a seat there. They've saved me a seat. There's no, you know, it's pointless. There is a seat. I'm not going to be blocking any exits.
Yeah.
But obviously, you know, then I started asking the person on the gate, like, you know, do you know who I am? And obviously they didn't.
No, they had no idea.
But all I would say is make sure you whiz beforehand and then go straight to the main stage. Don't worry about like queuing up at the merch booth and stuff. Do that on the Saturday. Just go straight to the opening ceremony. You want to get a good seat for that.
Yeah, you do don't want that. That's a big thing. That's a big
deal. I would have been devastated if I'd missed out on Overwatch and all the other announcements because of taking a slash and fire codes. I'd have been devastated.
Taking a slash. Is that?
Yeah, I've never heard this term.
I've
before.
Never heard that.
Pissing. If I was out pissing, Scott, then you know I'd be devastated.
No, I'm gonna start using that. That's pretty rad.
Otherwise, I was taking a slash.
Yeah, taking a slash. that's when I grow a lot of hair in my face and put a giant top hat on and play a guitar. That's what I call taking a slash. So one final thing I would say, and this is a little self-serving, but I know there are people out there that need them. My brother-in-law Ken has two extra BlizzCon tickets that he now does not need. And is willing to sell them at face value. If you have any interest in this, email me at theinstance@gmail.com.
Wait, he doesn't need them?
I think you're going to get a few emails, Scott.
We might get a few. Yeah, he just wants to sell them for face value. We'll let you have them. First come, first serve, blah, blah, blah. So just get a hold of me.
So you've got the extra tickets you needed then, Scott?
I don't yet.
I don't want to pay.
But I keep being told. I keep being told I might. And what I don't want to have happen is have him end up getting stuck with two tickets because we delayed it so long.
The tickets, though, the goodie bags would sell for more.
Well, that's true, isn't it?
So that way you're covered and you can always cover your losses.
Could you sell how discouraged is that to get on eBay and sell those goodie bags, though?
It's yours to do with what you want.
Yeah, I want to give them to you.
I don't know. I don't want to.
This is America, Scott.
Land of the free.
That's right.
You got an English man telling you how America works. Yeah, what the hell
is
going on?
This is terrible. This is an awful turn of events. All right.
I'm in the same boat right now, Scott. I'm like, I've got my app in.
Mm-hmm.
I've got my flight booked.
Yep.
I've got my hotel. And then I'm like, do I have a ticket?
Yeah, and they've been, I'm a little, this isn't anything to be critical about, but it's funny, in 2011, the community stuff was much more hot on, hey, everybody, let's get you out here. We'll do flights and hotels and like a ton of tickets and all this stuff. That's not true this year. And it's true across the board.
Up, yeah. Scott. You know, they've got a lot more games now that they got, games, you know, the team's grown. WoW's not.
I have flashbacks. I have flashbacks of BlizzCon preparations and us needing to get all of the press list in and waiting for the approval of this and that. And it's a big company. I mean, you know, things take time.
I totally understand.
Sometimes you want to, you know, call someone up and go like, oh my God, it's like in 4 weeks. We need the freaking names. I submitted them 2 months ago. What are you doing? And you don't, because it's like Rob Pardo. So you don't do it.
Yeah. It's just
good.
Now I guess you don't know. But yeah, I
do it on Twitter. I yell at him on Twitter.
I don't even know how they do it in the first place. It's pretty amazing to me that they even pull this thing off. So, you know, everyone's stoked. Everyone's excited. And I can't wait to see everybody. It's going to be awesome. So BlizzCon, everybody, be there. In-game shop expands. This is an important note if you are looking to spend more hard-earned cash in World of Warcraft beyond your $15 a month. Appearance, faction, name, and race changes are all up part of it. So appearance changes, this is something you can now pay for. You can change your gender, your face, your skin color, your hairstyle, your name if desired, and if you're eligible for it. There are some restrictions, I guess. You can learn more on the official site, but that is something you can do. Your faction change, your name change, and your race change, this is all now included as part of the in-game shop instead of some outside web thing you would do. So for those who may be interested, go over there and pay to have your name changed. I guess. I don't know why you would want to do that. But
it's, you know, it's funny that now basically you have microtransactions that are not so micro. Mm-hmm. They are actually macro transactions within the game. I think if they had started, you know, just the difference of putting them on a web, on an outside website and within the game, it feels different. I think if they had started by putting them in the game, you know, like 5 years ago, people would have freaked out a little bit more than now. Everyone's like, oh, yeah, whatever. It's, yeah. You know,
you could call these bona fide transactions, Patrick. These are real ass transactions. Then, yeah. People can, you can go and you can throw down a big wad of money for stuff that probably isn't worth the money. So anyway, go for it, everybody. Have at it.
I'm barely paying for my subscription anymore, so I'm not going to be paying for a faction change anytime soon.
You don't want to go change death dills to like...
Nah.
Dying dills or
dying
something like
dills,
that?
Dying dills, yeah.
Yeah. Not really worth the 25 or whatever it is to pay? Okay.
No. But yeah, I mean, it's a sad state of affairs right now, my World of Warcraft playing. It's,
yeah. Mine's hideous,
you
too.
Know, to be quite honest, I've moved it down the list.
Yeah.
On my on the left side
on
of
your
my launcher.
So yep.
That's dark, isn't
so
it?
Diablo is now in the third spot, you guys.
Here's where mine is. Let me tell you. Wow. Let's all talk about where our lists are. So mine goes like this. And that's so funny you said that because I just did this. Here we go. I am Heroes of the Storm, Diablo, then World of Warcraft third, then Hearthstone, then StarCraft, then Overwatch. It just taunting me with its non-install.
Yeah.
Well, and you know there's someone
the
listening
bottom. I should actually put Overwatch at the top just because I check it every single day.
Yeah.
Mine opens
you know there,
on my last
there's
one,
someone
though.
Listening there's someone listening to the show right now going like, you mean you can actually move the icon?
Yeah,
oh totally, my god, I didn't know. I know.
Yeah, you totally can. You can prioritize your who you want to see first and how you want to get in, and it's pretty cool. I mean, look, I am as jazzed about Legion as anybody. I really am. I'm stoked about it. Can't wait. But I am in that. I am in that funk right now. It's just
we'll move it back up when Legion comes out. We'll play nothing but that for a while. Mm-hmm. And if it's amazing, it'll be a long while.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, right now mine goes Hearthstone, Heroes, Diablo, and now World of Warcraft, number four.
Oh, man. Fourth
solid
down.
Number four. StarCraft actually not even installed.
Oh, really? See, yeah. I did it this week for those prologue missions.
I did install the Legacy of the Void beta, but the main game, the actual like game itself, not installed.
That 3.0 that 3.0 menu change stuff where like Artanis comes flying out of nowhere and like shoots his energy Easy. Blades and stuff.
All right, yeah.
Bad ass. Oh, it is badass, dude. Their new menus.
But it doesn't make you play it, though, does it?
That's no, it doesn't.
Yeah, and then you're like, this is too hard. I remember why. Yeah.
Look, I'm going to play the hell out of that campaign. That I know.
No, exactly. Yeah. And the cinematics are phenomenal. It is a great game for what it is. But equally, I mean, for me, it goes WoW, Hearthstone, D3, Heroes, StarCraft.
You still got WoW at the top.
Yeah, I've got WoW at the top. Yeah, I like to do my dailies.
Yeah. Right. Good job.
But yeah.
That's good. Somebody needs to.
Well, exactly. But the thing is I'm not doing any kind of cutting edge stuff. You know, I haven't progressed my legendary quest line very far.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's lots of failings.
When are we going to see you stream your WoW dailies so I can see your legendary misplays while you're trying to...
Oh, that would be... Well, exactly. Wouldn't that be good?
No?
Sadly, it's Hearthstone only. For this streaming.
Yeah.
One day.
Yeah. One day we'll get there. All right. Let's jump into some of this stuff here.
Hear ye, hear ye.
Why, it's the town crier.
All right. So today's a little bit weird. We've got a ton of feedback. I'm not sure we can get to it all, but we'll get to a bunch of this. Your chance to talk to us directly is always through this phone number, 801-471-0462, or email us theinstance@gmail.com. Your attachments are also welcome there.
By the way, the town crier looks very James Deanish these days.
Yeah, he's got all the ladies love Nick.
He's doing well, I bet.
Yeah, he's doing all right.
He's doing well.
Good looking kid. Seems to be a little freaked out by all the attention. He doesn't seem to love all the attention. But
he's got a Twitter presence. He's like tells the ladies, yeah, I'm on Twitter.
Yeah,
people know me.
He makes strange magic vines like
his vines are actually pretty
weird. Anyway, Derek Bailey wrote in, asked this. Go ahead.
Just want to mention Josh on Twitter already rose his hand and thanked us for the Battle.net launcher tip. You're welcome, Josh.
Oh, that's great. I'm sure that there are a ton of people that don't know about it. I think I figured it out by accident. I just started grabbing things and went, oh, that moves. All right, cool.
As you sometimes do. Yeah. You know, you randomly grab things and things happen. Sometimes
they move, yeah. Gross. All right, Derek Bailey wrote in. Hello, The Instance. I would absolutely love it if you guys would do something with lore for WoW. I'm a huge lore fan. I've never been a raider, and I find my fun in questing and discovering the lore of Azeroth. Please make a lore segment a thing. If Terps isn't into it, I will gladly participate in the show and talk about all things lore on your podcast. Thanks, Derek. So everybody's been begging for Terpster to do... Here's the reason they want it. I just want to make this clear.
Who is Jaina?
They want Terpster lore because the way you do it is different. Anybody can go to some other show where it's all lore-focused.
I'm going
to
do it now, Scott. I'm on Wowpedia and I'm just clicking random articles until I find a good one.
But you do it in a way that's...
Can be found in Terrakar Forest. That's not really good.
No, that's a lousy topic. Yeah, give us
Shadow Council boots. Nah, this is maybe not the best idea, actually.
It's a terrible idea.
I think, though, leading up to Legion, you should do, like, an Illidan piece, right?
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. How getting friend-zoned, like, caused, like, the death of millions.
And I don't even mean anything special. Just, like, right now, tell me what's going on with Jaina. Why is she upset? What happened there, Terpster?
Hey. Tell me about it. I've been talking to her, trying to find out, you know, saying...
Wish I knew what was wrong with Jaina.
Hey, beautiful. Yeah. Tell me what's wrong.
Here, we'll get a little music.
And nothing.
You don't get anything out of that?
All right, well, nothing. And of course, you must know with Ms. Proudmore, she had a certain issue around the bombing of her city, didn't she? She's just been a little bit sour since.
Yeah. You just did what I'm talking about. You take this stuff and you Terpsterfy it, and make it way more fun to listen to than just Jaina, who was born in the blood, did the thing with the deal. You've actually got
Proudmore. She became.
Well, there you go. Now you're talking.
Where she was under the tutelage of Archmage Antonidas.
Uh-huh. You know, and we can. Everyone would love it, but. Frankly, I don't know. If people send in questions, I will answer questions, but I don't want to have to, like, think up content.
Yeah, come up with something. Yeah, sure.
Everything I'm about.
I'm going to tell this guy, too.
And then we do something.
Yeah, all right.
Derek Bailey, if you want to do a segment, here's what you do. You send it in, and then it gets played. That's how the instances always work.
You keep it at 90 seconds or less, though. Yeah. Keep that in mind.
This has been going on for years.
I got a new segment. A guy the other day says, I've been dying to do this for years, so here it is. It's a segment on this and that. And I went and checked it out. And it was 6.5 minutes. I'm like, they're not that long. Sorry, 90 seconds.
That's the time to play lots of these.
Minute and a half is max I'll go.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah. It's pretty good. But yeah, I the more questions you ask, the more opportunities Terpster has to pontificate in his special way. And I like his lore take. So yes, more of that, please. Here's a phone call about scaling.
I am calling from Calgary, Alberta, Canada, and I have no designated realm right now because I'm taking a break from WoW. But anyway, I was listening to The Instance, and you guys were talking about how to make things more community-like, how to scale things or do things in a way that make things better for players so that they want to interact with each other. I actually thought of a really good solution to this, scalable enemies at all levels. Just my thoughts. Anyway, for the Horde!
All right, so no matter where you are... You are basically it's the Guild Wars 2 model.
Other games do this, yeah.
Yeah,
and it works okay, but I don't know. I thought in Guild Wars it was a little weird because maybe I was just used to the WoW thing, but it was pretty good. It was cool.
Do you feel like the sense of progression gets stunted because the way I felt in Guild Wars 2, which I quite enjoyed, I'd be doing something and be like, man, I really need a change of venue here, so I'm going to go to some level 7 place while I'm level 40, but that stuff will scale up to me. But I suddenly was filled with the sensation of, well, wait a minute then. Have I really progressed? It's just kind of fake in this.
Yeah, yeah. Like, there's never, like, a break from, like, the difficult. Like, yeah, sometimes in WoW, it's nice to just, like, go run over someplace and just one-shot everything. And it's just kind of fun for a little bit.
Because you feel like you accomplished something. Like, you
beat
that.
Yeah, like, look how strong I am now.
Sure. And now you're just like, well, no matter where I go.
That feeling is gone.
Yeah, no matter where I go, I'm the same. And that's weird.
You know what I like, though? I like Diablo, where I just turn it up and down, like, based on how I feel, like. Sometimes I really want to push it and go for, like, the highest torment I can.
Yeah.
And sometimes I just want to cruise through everything.
Yeah, me too.
And that's, like, I really dig that. Like, I'm really into Diablo these days. Yeah. I think that's one of the things I'm really into.
Game is killing it.
Being able to tune my experience.
Yeah, it's so good right now. Patrick, you were about to say something.
To address the idea that this would help bring a sense of community, I'm sure to an extent it would, but one of the reasons why they don't worry about this too much is that an overwhelming majority of the players have at least one max level character, if not many. So the huge majority of the player base is at max level, a lot more, I think, than you would guess. So... I'm not sure the scaling would help. They would much rather implement features that would help the community socialize at max level where they all are than scale stuff to go and help people who are at a lower level.
Yeah, so I agree. I just don't like the homogenization of it. It just makes
it's tricky. I've always imagined in the real world of Azeroth that, you know, the levels aren't really as pronounced. Like, otherwise you do have, like, you know, why is the stockades, why would that be an issue for Stormwind if it was just a bunch of level
whatever? Yeah, if we just send like a level 100 guy,
we'd just be
in
like,
there,
oh, we just go in there, like, you just go in there, sneeze, and everyone dies. So I don't know. I think there's obviously got to be some rhyme or reason behind it all, but I kind of imagine it to be less of a thing. I don't know.
It just encourages. It's just another piece of progression, and Blizzard's all about that. So to me, that's always going to be a priority to try to accept a world where level 100s exist with level 1s and never the twain shall meet, because that is a sense of real accomplishment versus what you felt like when you just started. So they're never going to change that.
To talk about your point there, Terpster, like, I always kind of felt like that was the way it was supposed to be, like the fact that the stockades and what's the one that's underneath Orgrimmar?
Wailing Caverns.
Wailing Caverns. But like, those were always like the super low level ones, right?
Yeah.
And those were the ones that, like, yeah, whatever, we just send the interns down there to deal with the, like, worms underneath Orgrimmar.
Sure.
That felt like that was supposed to be that way.
That's why there's always rats to kill in RPGs in the first few levels, you know?
Exactly. It's like, do the, like, shit. Here's what you can handle right now, is you can go out and you can kill some boars.
Right. Eventually, it'll be a
dragon. We're going to have you trying to kill, you know, giant ogres with two heads. But right now, Ragefire Chasm.
There you go.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good place to hang out if you're level 5. Let's see. We got an email here from Steven in Australia. He says, first off, love the show. I was listening to show 426, and if you haven't been told yet, you can gift mounts. And to be honest, I am sort of disappointed you didn't know this, being a show on WoW. Anyway, love your show. Thanks, Steven. So Patrick and I were on that one together, and we couldn't. I just couldn't remember if you could. It wasn't so much that you couldn't. I just,
Scott,
I couldn't remember.
Damage is done. You've embarrassed yourself. You've embarrassed the show. I hope you've learned.
I blame Patrick.
You can gift mounts in WoW. Come on, Scott. They're on the store.
Yeah.
Think about it.
I guess that makes sense. But
you can gift playtime. You can gift it.
What you want to gift, though, are, like, I would love to gift a Heroes character to one of you, but they won't let me do that.
You can give out codes.
You can give out.
I've done code giveaways on my stream and stuff.
I've codes from when I've got codes. But can you buy a hero?
I don't know if you can buy a hero and have it be a code.
Yeah, I don't think so. I know of.
Which I think that's.
I would love to do that. I'd love to, like, a little $10 gift for a friend for a birthday.
Yeah, because, like, Steam, it's great. You could anything. Like, you could buy anything and be like, I want to buy this and just have it as a gift.
Yeah, and I hope they do that.
That would be cool.
I hope they do that. That'd be cool. All right.
Now someone's going to send us an email next time and be like, you can gift heroes. I'm disappointed you didn't know this. And we're like,
as a show that's supposed to be about all Blizzard titles, I'm upset that you did not know that.
Yeah, a lot of consternation about that. Actually, he's the only guy that said he was disappointed. But a lot of people corrected us. Thank you for that. Center of the story is great, says Crit. I'm enjoying myself at the center of the world. I've been playing since 2008. This is in response to that forum post that Patrick and I talked about, complaining that they didn't want to be the center of the story anymore. They just want a big world to explore. A frustration I have with Blizzard's upcoming Overwatch title is the lack of story outside of the bits and pieces they feed with the addition of a new character. I tend to invest heavily in a game because of its story/universes and the MOBA-style games that just give the user the PvP/online portion of the game doesn't seem to complete that overall, and overall feels lazy, says Crit. So he's taken the stance of, put me in the story, make me a big deal. I think the argument isn't that we're not saying dumb down the WoW story. If anything, we're just saying let us be an audience to it and less of the pinnacle of it. So I don't know. You guys weren't here to talk about that, but Patrick, now that we've had some time to think about it, are you any different now or what?
Well, not really, but I think what the caller or the writer was saying was that he wants to have a big world to explore and be a part of, not be, you know, the thing that is going to make or break it. And I do think there's some merit to it, but I also think that most people are going to want to have an important role in that world. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, we'll see how it goes.
Both ideas work. It's not like just make someone a nobody. It's more make someone an adventurer in that world rather than the destroyer of worlds, right?
Yeah, so, like Veronica Belmont. I think you and I are, exactly. I think the thing you and I came to was just has the pendulum swung a little too far in the direction of making us too important, and maybe it just needs to be adjusted a little.
Well, go listen
to the last episode, and we discussed this for.
I think World of Warcraft. Yeah. You want to be that, like, or more of the community wants to be that than the people. Like, obviously, you can't please everyone. Some people aren't going to like it. Yeah. But I've always been like, I've saved Azeroth so many times. You guys, like, come on, like, this is great. Mm-hmm. And then other games like Overwatch, where you don't run around in adventure. I don't need to have that. I don't like this. Crit says, you know, Overwatch, I want more story. I don't think we need that in like Heroes and Overwatch and games like that, where each game is like a mini adventure on its own. Mm-hmm. And then I leave and then I come, you know what I mean?
Well, that being said, Chris has said out loud a number of times they have big plans for story for Overwatch. So I think he's actually going to get that. You just won't get Overwatch, it in the
but
game.
But you don't need it the like same
a load
way.
Of animations on YouTube and stuff like that.
You know who the characters
comics
are.
Comics and you know, all of those sorts of things.
Yeah, but so, I think
It's going to have a lot of story, but as to how much is in the game, probably none, because the idea is it's for the people who want it. They can go out and seek it.
Yeah. Good point.
But it's different if you have, if you live through what he's talking about is PvP versus PvE content for the game. And PvE content is certainly something that is incredibly, you know, valuable. I mean, I enjoy PvE a huge amount, mm-hmm. But it's PvE has a certain finite quality to it. I mean, you can always make it so just like in WoW or in Destiny or games like this, where there's a lot of replayability of the PvE element, but it does turn into a different kind of game. I would love to see more to see PvE content in Overwatch, but it's a really different direction to take it into, and that's much not what they're doing with Overwatch.
I totally agree with you. And if they came out and said, look, we're also going to release $10, let's say the game's free to play, which I think we're all assuming it will be in some form. It'll be kind of the Heroes model or something. But let's say that that's how it goes. If they came out and said, look, we're going to release $10 DLC / you know, campaign packs or something for those interested, or however that sort of thing got presented, I'd be all up in that. Like, I absolutely would love that. Yeah. Of course we would. But it, at its core, it doesn't need that. Certainly doesn't need that at all. No.
Yeah, the game will be totally playable without any PvE content, and because like you know the game is consumable in small chunks, right? I play one game against other people. I don't run around in the world for 6 hours at a time, right? Mm-hmm. I log in, I play a map, and I play a game on a map, and then
if you were
like,
doing that,
it would have
been Titan.
Yeah, it would have been Titan. Exactly. Yeah. Oh, good point. Yeah, Titan was probably very much the thing we're talking about.
And evidently that was not as much fun as Overwatch because that got canceled and this didn't.
Yeah, good point.
So yeah.
Yeah, must have been less fun than Overwatch.
Titan, less fun than Overwatch.
There you go.
Here's a call about lore topics.
Tobacco spit from Bleeding Paula. I just want to follow up on your conversation about the lore topic. Too many times I'm noticing these lore shows, they take stuff a little too serious. You almost feel uncomfortable with how serious they take it. I think you guys would do great at throwing in a little bit of comedy, making it your own. And while also some stuff is serious, you can also throw your own little spin on it. So just
okay, basically he's saying what I said earlier. Whoops. Sorry.
God damn it.
I don't know why that happened.
Stick to the subject, goddammit, Scott. What are you doing?
I don't have the button next to him that just plays.
Oops.
I don't really understand what he's saying. I feel a little bit insulted, honestly, because we're always very serious in the show.
Oh yeah, it's so
and
serious.
And I don't quite get what he's talking about with this trying to make things funny.
Yeah.
So
we're such a serious bunch. We've always got, you know, we're very, it's like a librarian conference in here.
It reminds me a lot, actually, in early Kalimdor, the shamans would gather around and they would make sacrifices based on their personal family totems.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And some of the shamans Sorry, some of the shamans did some really, really disgusting things to some of the native tribes of Kalimdor, and so I can't talk about it anymore. I can't talk about it anymore, Scott. I can't talk about it.
That's all right. We're going to play this
it's
every
so
time.
It's so serious.
Yeah, it's so serious.
Oh, God, it's so serious. Scott.
Every time you do that, I'm going to play this Invincible music, and we're going to think real hard about it. Serious.
One time there was a guy, and he died. Then there was another guy. He also died.
And then the goblins made a motorcycle.
But he didn't die in a cutscene, so he's actually alive.
Fantastic.
This guy was dead, but he came back. Yeah. Then he died again.
Yeah. You might ask,
the question
this
is,
time he died.
What are we doing
guy.
Here?
There you go. Alessandra wrote in, says, hey guys, the feature of Legion I'm most excited about is the transmog tab, when my alts will be able to wear all of the gear I pick up in old raids and finally get a bag space back again. I used to sell old raid gear I couldn't use, but now my bags are fuller than ever because I don't dare delete in case any alts want to wear it one day, says Alessandra. There's no help for you. He wants to know how we can help. There really isn't any help right now except for void storage, but you need to just be, you are rightfully excited about that feature. It's very good. It's something.
Well, void storage.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's it.
Why don't you store them in void storage? Maybe he doesn't know that thing exists.
Well, that's a good point. Maybe he doesn't know about void storage. Go talk to the first,
save some cash.
Go look for a glowing mummy man somewhere and he'll give you some storage. It'd be fine.
Usually. In and some also sort of a town, main town,
a town,
there'll
a city,
be a guy.
A city. Yeah. I don't know what you're
just
saying.
Just Google void storage and maybe
ask a grunt. Ask a grunt where the void storage is. Yeah.
And also, I'm the transmog tab is super exciting, but it's the most excited thing for you, and the most exciting thing for you in Legion. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a new class. Yeah. Okay.
I cannot wait to dress up. Oh, all the outfits I will wear. Oh, it's going to be so much fun.
All right. Question from this listener about why to keep playing.
Just a quick thought. I love Warcraft. Been playing it forever. But lately, like everybody, been kind of blah. Harder to get into it. But I play a ton of heroes. Play Hearthstone. Got into Diablo the other day. But it bugs me that I'm still paying for Warcraft and not getting anything out of it if I don't play it a whole lot.
How about this guilt, this player's guilt of paying that $15 a month and not playing it very much?
I feel
it,
man.
Well,
I feel it.
So the thing is, WoW is not so much a subscription service as it is a way of life. And I think you should really consider things very seriously before you decide that you want out of that way of life. Mm-hmm. Really, World of Warcraft, you're not really paying for the privilege to play the game. You're paying for the privilege to say that you are part of this community. So I think you should keep paying forever. And
that
whether or not
is
some kind of
irrelevant. Right there.
Yeah,
my God.
That was a weekend of training.
Sheesh,
man.
Of course, people drop off.
Am I still subscribed to that? Oh, shit. Sorry, I did not even know that. Like, there's apparently a magic number. I think it's like 3 or 4. Which is like the number of subscriptions people have and forget about.
To things they don't know.
When they
know,
have more than that, suddenly they start looking at their bank balance and going like, oh, I must have. Where's all this money going?
Yeah.
Oh, damn it, I'm still subbed to WoW.
I'm paying the gym still. And I'm still playing Netflix. What?
Yeah.
Netflix, now I'm trapped in because they said we bumped the price up. So if you leave and come back, it's going to cost you more. So you might as well just stay.
Did they do that? Like, they did that, didn't they? Something like that.
Yeah, they bumped up the streaming stuff because a lot of people are doing that now.
Oh, gosh. That's right. That was an ugly day. I remember that. Anyway, Patrick.
But just stop paying now. And when you want to play again, you can come back.
It's true. Like, I still pay because I still log in enough.
We do a show, and we do a show about it. So
I also log in enough, like whether I did the show or not, I log in enough times that for me it's still worth it. But if you're literally never logging in,
don't pay.
What are you doing?
Yeah, cancel it. You can come back anytime.
Yeah,
it's not a problem. Exactly. I mean, Patrick, if he wasn't not working at Blizzard anymore, he probably wouldn't say the words cancel and come back later. But
I would say, it's only what is it like $12? Are you really gonna miss it? I mean, just keep it on in the background. It's just a hassle to unsub, and you're gonna come back for Legion anyway. So just leave it on. What's the big deal? You love the game, and the knowledge that at any point, if you want to log in, you just can go in and play the game without having to go and resubscribe and all of that crap. Just leave it on.
That's it's worth
remember,
alone,
like, how
right
many
there
numbers off your credit card to type them in again? Oh, come on. Just leave it there and yeah forget about it.
I'd love it's to transfer you to my manager, but that's really difficult for me. So what we're going to do here is I'm going to transfer you to my buddy over here, yeah, Carl. Yeah. He'll talk to you.
Yeah,
about
D-bag
it.
Carl. He'll do it. Hey, did you ever find the origin?
Just give me the money. Come on. You're wasting money. Give it to me.
Or Dills, did you ever find the origin?
Oh,
the
origin of Douchebag Carl?
Yeah, I can't remember.
So I was told that it was actually on the tour edition.
So when we were doing that tour show is where we said, okay, I wondered about that.
Because, like, yeah, like, all these people, I think, were hunting for it. And they were like, I don't think it was on the instance.
Yeah.
I think it was on instance tour.
That tour thing, yeah. Well, there you go.
That's why I didn't hear it, because I listened to all of ours. Uh-huh.
Oh.
Talking about customer service, did you see the last episode we discussed someone had an issue with customer support, and he was really angry. And I said, you know, it's super good. The customer support at Blizzard is super good. And every month, like, there's a story of customer support that makes it to Reddit. Mm-hmm. And like 4 days ago, there was one that made it to Reddit. I was super happy. It was a guy who got married, and he was playing with his wife, and he was on a different server or something. And the game master fixed their problem and sent them without, you know, they were newlywed, and he didn't say anything. But when his wife logged in, there was a whole pack of, like, wedding rings, like, in the game, wedding rings, the clothes, like the dress and the tux. Aww. And a cake and, like, a bunch of stuff. It was super
I'm
going cool
to report so him. You're not allowed to spawn items in that haven't been attained through the game. So yeah, he's damaging everyone's play experience.
I think both of those players should now be banned.
I hope they are. Yeah. I hope they already are.
Well, now that we've brought it to light, this horrible crime against humanity, they'll take
it. Ridiculous, isn't it?
This is the guy Patrick was talking about.
Wow, it's huge.
No, sorry, wrong guy. Wrong guy. Dang it, I thought I had it. I kept his outrage. Somewhere.
That was pretty good, though.
Yeah. That was good.
I think that was perfect.
I've lost it. Hold on, is this it?
I'm over 72.
That's not it. All right.
That's awesome.
Wow. You are so it professional, Scott. How
I know
many years have you been doing
this? I know.
This
it's been, you'd think I'd have it all worked out, but I don't.
You got it.
The other, I was going to say, we did get a lot of emails about this whole mounts being on different servers and stuff, and most people reported great interactions with customer service. So I'm not sure why that guy had such a hard time, but can't win them all, I suppose. Why only two? Here's a question. So how is Morales in Heroes worth picking up? Jacob, yes, she's great. Worth picking up. I like her a lot.
Yeah?
She breaks my immersion, Scott. Like, you know, you'd be in the caves, you'd be there trying to, you know, pick up the skulls, yeah, and all of a sudden a medevac in a cave drops the other team at the boss. I was like, what's going on?
That is a sneaky trick, that thing.
That is sneaky and messed up. Yeah. In every
it's
way
a little OP, if I'm going to be honest. And I'm seeing a lot
of course it's got because she's a premium character at the moment.
I know, but I'm seeing a lot of teams that are very good coordinated teams stepping out of team league and spending time in quick matches to see if they want to keep her as part of their roundup.
Yeah, they're trying to figure her out. Yeah,
which sucks for everyone who's just trying to play a nice quick match and doesn't want to get annihilated by a semi-professional team.
Well, you shouldn't
team
be facing them unless you're playing with a bunch of buddies, though. Yeah. Like, if you're playing by yourself, you shouldn't be.
And that's
the
problem
I'm
running into is I'm playing with four.
Yeah,
other
you're
friends.
You're logging in. You're playing with Team Chocolate. Yeah. You know? So yeah,
and we're and we do okay, but we're getting edged out, and it's these teams that are just, like, stacked. But anyway, she's really fun. She's really interesting.
She's so busy, though. Like, when I play her, like, have you played as Morales yet?
Oh, yeah.
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 Because I feel like I'm clicking more than I've ever clicked before when I'm playing as
you
her.
You totally are, which is funny because one of her abilities, her Q ability, is actually a channeling thing that you don't have to manage.
But but you have to turn it off or you run out of mana. And, like, so you have to manage it. Like, you can't just turn it on. And then you have to, like, decide who it goes on to and switch.
Yep.
So, like, in a team fight, you're constantly, like, rather than, like, group heals, which a lot of the healers have, you're basically just constantly clicking on who's taking damage.
Yeah.
And then normally you're constantly putting it on someone and then taking it off, which D toggles it off.
Yeah.
So you're riding the Q button and you're riding the D button and you're trying to auto attack and you're trying to shoot your little, grenade that, like, bounces people back and you're trying to, like, put a shield. And the only way you can heal yourself is with the shield, which isn't the heal at all. or run away from damage. It's just there's a lot.
Or there's a trait later, but you're totally right.
There's like, a lot to do.
There's a lot to do, and it doesn't seem like it when you start. You're like, oh, I just hit Q and I keep fighting and go along and nothing will, you know.
And then
no. You got a lot more to worry about. She's super interesting. I think she's cool.
I've had great, and I feel like when I'm doing well, it's making a huge difference. Like when I'm playing her well, I'm clicking a lot. It almost feels like I'm playing a healer in WoW when I'm playing Morales.
Yes.
Like I'm just constantly clicking stuff.
Yeah, or moreover, I'd say it's like a hero in Team Fortress 2 or even Overwatch. There's that channeling thing, that feeling of like I need to keep up with this guy and keep him channeled while I'm running through this area.
Yeah,
and stay
within range of people. There's just there's a lot to do.
It's very interesting. This email is Craig Jenkins, who says, got a couple of Craigs today. Says, anyone playing the new prologue missions in Legacy of the Void? Oh, we already talked about it. I think it's pretty cool. I like it so far. Anyone else play it?
I haven't played it yet, no. Yeah.
I think it's cool. It's a nice story, and, you know, we get Artanis doing
his thing. I pre-ordered so I could do it, but obviously I haven't done it, so.
Artanis is a badass. He's so cool. Anyway.
I haven't pre-ordered yet, so.
Here's a racist question. Not really racist, but here you go.
Hey, Scott Dills, Terpster, and Patrick. This is Joe Huck over on Darkspear. I was wondering what you guys thought about the Demon Hunter being only two races. That's even more exclusive than the Druids. So it's only Night Elves and Blood Elves. And also, I think they have Warglaives, which should be a brand new weapon type, which I've never seen before. What do y'all think about that? Thanks. Keep up the good work. Love the show.
Anyone still upset that Legion only features two races that can be?
I think they said that they'll do it later. So, like, you know, like two expansions from after Legion, you'll be able to roll a gnome Death Knight.
It'd be
and
really
then
weird
be like,
if you got, like, panda demon
exactly.
hunters. Like, what?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, but is that any weirder than undead hunters or whatever the crap, or, you know, shaman on the hordes or on the lion side?
It isn't. But, you know, it's, I mean, I don't think it's a big deal. It does make sense, you know, with the lore and the story of the game. It makes more sense than just these two races can do it. Mm-hmm. It's not, I mean, I'm sure you're going to find those two people who are super upset about it, but I don't think, are we upset about
it?
No,
I don't care.
No, I don't care.
Okay. I don't like, nope. I'm not a big Blood Elf fan, and I tend to play Horde, so I'm not excited about having to roll another Blood Elf, but... I just they annoy me is all. They're just annoying and cocky.
You don't like the little jumpy spin thing?
No, and I don't like his laugh, and I don't like.
But that jumpy spin now is of you know, his utility with a double jump. So,
oh yeah, there you go. Yeah.
You know,
oh, good
it was
point.
The two races that had the quirky jumpy thing are also now able to double jump.
Yeah.
So
Night Elves,
it makes sense to me.
As a Horde guy, this is weird for me to say, but I think Night Elves are just maybe the coolest race in the entire game. And I would like to be one of them, probably. So
you pronounce gnomes really weird, but yeah, I agree with you. Gnomes are the coolest race in the game.
Night elf, gnomes, pretty close. Still no gnome hunters, though. That's been a thing that's never happened.
Thank God.
Yeah, I guess so. That's it. That's your calls. That's your emails. Thank you guys for sending those in. Because, you know, when there's not a lot of WoW news or even other Blizzard news leading up to BlizzCon, it gave us something to chew on. So we appreciate that very much. Please send your continued feedback, thoughts, comments, and stuff to Instance Show on Twitter. You can find me at Scott Johnson, Willie Dills on there as well, _T for Terpster, and Not Patrick for Patrick. We're at theinstance.net. Anybody have anything big this week they want to mention? Anything going on that's cool? Terpster, I know, is busy with his mistaking mics for bottles of beer. What else?
Yeah, no, nothing really. So
yeah.
Sadly not. Yeah, right. I'm just... just keeping on, really.
Yeah. Hypotheticalhelp.com.
Oh, yeah, check
out
hypotheticalhelp.com.
Yeah.
Or go to patreon.com/hypohelp. We need your help to keep it going.
Keep it on
last week, a lot of people, again, realized they had a subscription. And was like, what? Am I paying for that crap? The way I like to look at it is I value a laugh around about 25 cents.
Sure.
If I make you laugh four times during Hypothetical Help, it's worth a dollar. Give us a dollar.
Yeah.
But note that Patreon takes a little bit. So maybe make it like $1.25.
Yeah, $1.25.
Go Cray. Go Cray. I don't mind. Whatever, you know, whatever you guys fancy.
Plus PayPal, PayPal upped their fees, their transaction fees. So make it $1.75.
Mother truckers.
I know.
They upped them.
Yeah,
they went up a little bit.
They're Netflixing us?
No. It's not
God
like
damn you, Elon Musk.
It's a tiny.
Keep your aspirations on Earth, not Mars.
It's like another 2 or 3% or something. It doesn't sound like much, but it adds up.
That's going to be my new thing, though. Anytime prices go up, you're Netflixing me? Mm. Are you Netflixing me, bro?
Yo, bro. back yeah. down. Patrick, what's going on? Pixels, you got that going? That's good. I love that show.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Well, considering you're not doing Boop like almost at all, I have to do something.
I put a show up yesterday, you dingleberry.
You did?
Yes.
All right. Well, you're supposed to put two a week.
I know. Right now it's one a week. I'll get this book done. I'll get back to it. Don't worry.
But yeah, Pixels, we had Tom Merritt on the latest episode and we do video game news and it's kind of like serious industry discussion analyst type stuff. So if you want to have a news gaming news show that is a little bit on the serious side, you can go listen to Pixels at frenchspin.com. Also, sometimes we do silly stuff as well.
Yeah, and you'll be on Current Geek tonight, which I'm excited about.
Yeah,
don't super forget. Excited stay too. Stay up all night. Drink lots of coffee. Everything will be fine. Dills, what's going on? Anything?
Yeah, I got some stuff going on. So I've actually joined the Stormcast, which is a Heroes of the Storm podcast. So that is going to be moved to Mondays at 8 o'clock. So If you like to listen to The Angry Chicken, just stick around for some Stormcast, which will happen right after. Well, actually, it's on a different channel. With but
Mick,
whatever,
Mick Montgomery, big fan of Mick. He's awesome. That guy's great.
Yeah, Mick Montgomery's great. Notch is a really fantastic Heroes player and really knowledgeable and also a great podcaster in his own right. So
very cool.
Happy to be working with those guys. It's been a lot of fun so far. But yeah, permanent member now of Stormcast.
Nice.
And also, we now have... Due to Patreons being amazing, we have a Thursday episode of The Angry Chicken every single week, which is devoted solely to the Tavern Brawl. So you can check us out on Mondays for TAC Prime, and then on Thursdays there is the Tavern Brawl episode. So check that out.
Nice. Sounds good to me. There's a billion things happening at the network. Go check it out, frogpants.com, for all your needs. Theinstance.net is our website. Big thanks to Paul Swickard for taking care of the website. Theme is created by Matthew Oxley. More shows like this at frogpants.com. That's going to do it for us. Thank you guys for being here, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Well done, everyone.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So I got like 4 wins in Arena during that. It was amazing.
Was nice.
I'm on 7-2.
Yeah.
And 7-2, this was a deck. Huh?
I was getting absolutely obliterated while streaming. I lost like 100 games. So I turned it off. There was a point when I was streaming when literally I just turned off all of my OBS stuff. It was still broadcasting, but just everything was muted and black.
Yeah.
And just walked away for 5 minutes to breathe. It was that level of like, and I came back and lost another 3 games.
Wow.
Did an arena, lost twice. Now playing casual, relaxed, having fun with you guys, 7 wins.
Guys, a reminder that today's episode is brought to you by Audible.com. Audiblepodcast.com/wow is where you can get a free audiobook on us. Maybe something like The New Lock and Key by Joe Hill, son of Stephen King. This is based on the fantastic, high-selling comic Lock and Key, the graphic novel. And it's pretty rad. Narrated by Haley Joel Osment, Talina Masanlinini, I don't know how to say her name, Kate Mulgrew, a few others. It's casted. That means there's like acting. And that's an amazing piece of source material. Here's a sample.
Key House, a rambling mansion and the repository of a vast collection of unlikely keys, capable of unlocking doors to the impossible, has stood astride Lovecraft Sound in northern Massachusetts for a...
All right, so just like his dad's always in Massachusetts, jeez. Anyway, that's Lock and Key for free or any audiobook you might like. Choose from over 150,000 titles across all types of literature, not just fiction and fantasy and horror. It is Halloween, though. I suggest a little horror. Maybe a little Stephen King himself. Why not? Go to audiblepodcast.com/wow and get it for free right now. That's audiblepodcast.com/wow.
Chemical Company rebrands to spice up its product line. It's the Overly Dramatic News. I'm Hunts the Wind. Though spring is usually thought of as the season of renewal, sometimes the pleasant days and crisp nights of autumn can also inspire change for the better. Such are the hopes of Kalimdor Concoctions, a small Orgrimmar-based alchemy dealer looking to expand its business. Taking a cue from the harvest season, the company announced today that it is renaming itself Pumpkin Potions and launched an advertising campaign with the slogan, "Time to make the potions." Instead of the foul tastes and smells usually associated with potions and flasks, they will specialize in flavored fluids such as pepperminty treasure-finding potions, cinnamon apple fruit of knowledge intel flasks, and coconut-flavored sometimes you heal like a nut super healing potions. But its main product line will feature its namesake fruit in such items as pumpkin-spiced mana potions, ready-made pumpkin bread mix for mages, just add conjured water, and massive pumpkin pie feasts that can serve all of your flex raid needs. It remains to be seen if adventurers will be willing to pay extra for what many would call frou-frou drinks, but the company is hopeful that its new product line will help it squash the competition. Broadcasting across all Azeroth, I'm Hunts the Wind. Check out the archives at OverlyDramaticNews.com or follow me on Twitter at Hunts the Wind.
Oh, Mudra the Mage here.
And I'm Ben the Mage.
Ben, some of these team names suck.
Aludra, it's not our fault that our team names are named stuff like, you know, Scattered Thoughts or, what were we talking about?
Team names, Ben! And I'm not talking about ours. Ours are pretty funny. I meant the ones for other teams.
Oh, right, like Scattered Thoughts and,
No, Ben, not ours.
Wait, what were we talking about?
Well, Ben tries to collect his thoughts, and I just stare in awe. Make sure to check out Battle Pets number 72, Inferno and Aqua, where we talk about boss battles, read some emails, and,
Scattered Thought.
Right. Team building.
What?
Never mind, Ben. Have a cookie.
Ooh, a cookie.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com.